In Ephesians 5, 15 through 17, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." So he's admonishing these believers that they should walk as one that's wise, not as one that's foolish. So the obvious presupposition is that it's possible for a believer to live life as one wise, and it's also possible for a believer to live life as a fool. So in the context of Ephesians 5, one who is walking as a wise person is one who is keeping himself from immorality, impurity, greed, and filthy talk. A wise person is one who refuses to participate in these unfruitful deeds of darkness, whereas the foolish believer just plunges right in. So as we come to this 10th chapter of Ecclesiastes, we come to a chapter that is designed to talk about and contrast the path of wisdom with the path of a fool. It's ironic that Solomon does this, for in much of this book he has walked down the path of a fool. Solomon knew the reality of what was he was talking about. He knew what it was like to be the wisest man on earth, one who pleased God and one who was used mightily by God. But he also knew what it was like to play the part of a fool, walking down path after path of foolishness that led him nowhere. So as a believer, we need to choose to walk on the path of the wise and not the path of the fool. Solomon will make it clear in this chapter that there are consequences for one who chooses to walk on the path of folly. There are consequences for one who chooses to walk on the path of wisdom. So it seems that verses 1 through 3 of chapter 10 introduce the main subject, an opening comparison between one who is wise and one who is foolish. The primary Hebrew word used for wise or wisdom is a word chachma, which refers to being wise in the sense of having a crafty ability to judge what is right according to God's perspective. The primary word used for fool or foolish is one that refers to one who projects himself to be a giant or shining constellation in an impious or foolish way. A fool is one who arrogantly projects himself to be something he's not. According to Solomon, a fool is one who's lazy, one who's not a man of his word, one who will always tell you what you want to hear, one who is shallow and laughs at shallow things. He's never God-honoring his walk on a foolish path. So a little foolishness mixed into wisdom can ruin that wisdom. Look at verse 1. "Dead flies make the perfumer's ointment give off a stench. So a little folly outweighs wisdom and honor." Solomon had already compared a man's reputation with a precious, fragrant ointment in Ecclesiastes 7, verse 1. The imagery behind dead flies making a perfume's oil stink is imagery of the putrefying influence that something small can really have. Notice it isn't just one fly that makes the perfume stink. It is several dead flies that damage it. There'll be moments of failure in every believer's life. Those moments are all instances where we do something foolish, choose to walk on a path of fool. In such moments, we may still be classified as wise if we can handle things the way God wants. If, for example, we confess our sin, God is faithful and just to forgive our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, 1 John 1:9. What's described here are many dead flies which ruin a perfume. Bad odors are common to most places, but not to perfume. When one thinks of perfume, one expects it to smell something lovely and sweet. One expects a nice aroma flowing from that perfume. So when one smells something rotten coming from something that's supposed to be beautiful, well, it can be very upsetting. By the time perfume is ruined by dead flies, the dead flies have been in for quite a while. Foolishness in the life, if neglected for a long period of time, can end up more in control of a person's life than wisdom and honor. A believer is expected to develop and mature into a life that is a sweet fragrance unto God. If foolishness is allowed to fester for a lengthy period of time, it can end up ruining the fragrance and putrefying the life. So the Apostle Paul used basically the same imagery when he wrote to those carnal Christians in Corinth. He said it this way, "A little leaven leavens the whole lump," in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 6. And a heart directs the wise man and the foolish man in opposite directions. Look at verse 2. A wise man's heart inclines him to the right, but a fool's heart to the left. So the wise man and the foolish man are governed by their hearts. Both make heart-rooted decisions, but the direction is completely different. Going right or left is more than just a direction choice. So in Scripture, the right side was the side of blessing, the side of God's favor and protection. Jesus Christ used the right concept as being those who enter the eternal kingdom. The left side was just the opposite. It represented the side of disaster, calamity, and judgment. Clearly, the right side is the side that believes God, and the left side is the side that doesn't. So the fool will demonstrate to everyone that he's a fool everywhere he walks. Look at verse 3. Even when the fool walks on the road, he lacks sense, and he says to everyone that he is a fool. A fool cannot walk on any road without people soon realizing that he lacks sense. A commentator says this, even as he walks along the road, the fool shows everyone how stupid he is. A fool is not really concerned about what the Word of God says. He's more concerned or interested in walking his own way rather than God's way. So as he meanders through life, more and more people begin to realize this man or this woman has a real spiritual problem. He's very foolish. And once one gets on a foolish path, it takes God's grace to get him off of it. And without God's grace, there isn't much hope or chance. So which path are you on? Which path are you choosing? The path of one that is wise or the path of the fool?